Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting second. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Schoolboy Rowe. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Schoolboy Rowe. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Washington. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vern Kennedy. And now, play ball. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball four. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes catches it and throws to first to double up White. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball four. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is hit by the pitch. Gehringer moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel takes first base on ball four. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen takes first base on ball four. Rogel moves to second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox bunts towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Rogel moves to third. Owen moves to second. One out. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rogel scores. Owen moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Owen scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Tigers. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 0-for-1 in the game. Gosselin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Gosselin reaches second base with a double. White goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gosselin scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Tigers. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of White. Bonura reaches second base with a double. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bonura scores. It's 4-1, Tigers. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gosselin. Appling reaches second base with a double. Washington goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Tigers. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rogel hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to second. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rowe bunts towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 5-2, Tigers. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White moves to third. Joe Vance now pitching. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura has White trapped. There's the throw to Sewell and over to Dykes, who tags White for the out. Goslin moves to third. Gehringer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cochran hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Dykes moves to second. Joe Vance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vance hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 5-3, Tigers. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Vance moves to second. It's 5-4, Tigers. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Vance moves to third. Radcliffe moves to second. Al Simmons batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Vance scores. Radcliffe moves to third. Hayes moves to second. It's Tigers, 5, White Sox, 5. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Radcliffe scores. Hayes moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-5, White Sox. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a pop-up into left center field, beyond the reach of White. Washington reaches second base with a double. Hayes scores. Simmons goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Washington scores. It's 9-5, White Sox. Joe Sullivan now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rogel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Rogel reaches second base with a double. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rogel moves to third. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vance is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vance hits a pop-up towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. White moves to third. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White scores. Two outs. It's 9-6, White Sox. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Geringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cochran hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 6. the White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bonura is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Greenberg strikes out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Washington hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Washington reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Appling bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty Hopkins now playing third base. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox is hit by the pitch. Chet Morgan pinch hits for Joe Sullivan. Chet Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Clyde Hatter now pitching. Joe Vance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vance is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vance hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cochran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Gehringer moves to third. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-4 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gehringer scores. Cochran moves to third. One out. It's 9-7, White Sox. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cochran scores. Two outs. It's 9-8, White Sox. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 8. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.